For sure. Then, the quantum leap from mind to no mind. Talks given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 12.
Beloved Dokwan, one day, Ungyan was ill, and Drogo asked him a question. When you are separated from your bag of bones, where can I meet you again? Ungyan replied, where there is no birth, no dying. Drogo said, don't say that. Say, where there is not any no birth and no dying, and we don't desire to meet each other again. When Hosoku was about to die, he said to his monk, for the last 10 days my vitality has decreased. It is nothing, simply the time has come. A monk said, the time has come for you to die. Is that all right? To continue living, is that all right? Hosoku answered, it is the way. The monk asked, how can I stop being flustered? Hosoku said, it never rains, but it pours. With this, he sat in the Zazen style and passed away. Sozan once said to Shigocha, aren't you paper clothes, the pilgrim? Shigocha answered, I'm not worthy of being so. Sozan asked, what is the thing beneath paper clothes? Shigocha said, when just a leather garment is put on the body, all things are of their suchness. Sozan said, what is the activity beneath paper clothes? Shigocha came near him, did as he was asked, and died standing up. Sozan said, you have expounded the going, but how about the coming? Shigocha suddenly opened his eyes and asked, how about when a spiritual nature does not borrow a placenta? Sozan said, this is not yet wonderful. Shigocha asked, what is wonderful then? Sozan said, not borrowing, borrowing. Shigocha thereupon said, be happy, be well, and died sitting. Sozan made a verse. The enlightened mind is a perfect and formless body. Do not believe unreasonably that it is far off or near. Thoughts of difference becloud the original form. A mind at variance with itself cannot be in harmony with the way. When emotion distinguishes phenomena, we fall into materiality. When intellect judges the manifold, we lose the reality. If you understand perfectly the meaning of these words, you are without doubt beyond danger, like those of ancient times.
every master has shed tears for something very special that used to exist in the ancient times. That very special thing is right now here, the present. The absolute silence. Because only in this silence you go beyond mind and beyond time. You enter into eternity. This is what man has lost contact with. And to lose contact with eternity is just like a tree which has been uprooted from the earth. Man is also a tree. He has also roots, although they are invisible. And the contemporary mind has completely forgotten to water those roots, to keep the plant of consciousness alive so that roses can blossom in your being. I hope these anecdotes will take away all the nonsense that the modern times have forced upon you, and will give you a taste of the eternity. One day, Ungan was ill, and Dogo asked him a question. When you are separated from your bag of bones, where can I meet you again? Ungan replied, where there is no birth, no dying. Jogo said, don't say that. Now, it is something to be understood. We ordinarily understand two things, the positive and the negative. Mind moves between the positive and the negative, far and again. Mind has no approach, no way to go beyond this polarity, this duality, this dialectic. And the whole experience of the Buddha emphasizes only one thing, that is beyond duality, dialectic, beyond yes and beyond no. If you understand this transcendental experience, then this statement of Dogo will be immediately understood. Why he said, don't say that? Because Ungan has used the negative as expression for the ultimate. That is not only Ungan's fallacy, that is the fallacy of the whole humanity. Somebody believes in a positive God, in a positive philosophy. Somebody negates the God, the heaven, the creation. But the truth is neither Catholic nor communist. Neither in the yes nor in the no, but beyond both, in the silence. When Ungan replied, I am going where there is no birth, no dying, Dogo was absolutely right to be angry with Ungan when he said, don't say that. Say, where there is not any no birth, and no dying, and we don't desire to meet each other again. Dogo is very clear, but only for those who have some experience of that. If you cannot confine into the word life or death, which you cannot confine into yes or no, theism or atheism, but you can simply say, throw your silence not through words, you can indicate by your presence but not by language. If you try language, you are going to become entangled into difficulty. Dogo is trying to say that which cannot be said. Where there is not any no birth, now it is negation of negation. No birth is negation, and there is any no birth is negation of negation. There have been philosophers whose whole philosophy is based on negating everything, negation included. Just deny everything, and when nothing is left behind, that's silence, that is sin, is your authentic being. And obviously he is right that we don't have any desires. So how we can have the desire of meeting each other again? We have met enough. I am satisfied, you are satisfied. What is the point of meeting again? You are fulfilled, I am fulfilled. Why bother about? Why even inquire where we are going to meet? In other words, he is saying, the moment you go beyond mind and time, you disperse in the whole. You don't exist as a separate entity. There is no question of meeting anybody. You have met with the whole, in which everybody is included. The smallest people on the store and the biggest star in the sky, both are meeting in that ultimate space. The sinner and the saint, the believer and the disbeliever, man or woman, it does not matter. From what form you have come into the eternal, the moment you leave the form, you disappear into the formless. The question of meeting does not arise. When Hofuku was about to die, he said to his monk, for the last 10 days my vitality had decreased. It is nothing. Simply the time has come. A monk said, the time has come for you to die. Is that right? To continue living is all right. Hofuku answered, it is the way. Life comes, death comes, one is in one form, moves into another form, and ultimately into the formless ocean of being. This is the way. The monk asked, how can I stop being flustered? Hofuku said, it never rains but it pours. With this, he sat in the zazen its style and passed away. He sat silently like Gautam Buddha, the lotus posture, and passed away. Before passing, he said, it never rains, but it pours. You need not be frustrated. You need not be worried. This is the way of things. One is born, one becomes young, one becomes old, one dies. There is nothing to be worried about. Everything in its time and everything is perfect. And when the moment comes, just sit down in silence and move into the farmland. Gozan once said to Steve Doza, are not you paper clothes, the pleasant? He used that word, paper clothes pleasant. We are all. Paper clothes covering something indefinable, indestructible. See, Doza answered, I am not worthy of being so. I have not yet discovered the one who is hiding behind the paper clothes. I am not worthy. So Zan asked, what is the thing beneath paper clothes? Why you say you are not worthy? Just search a little bit behind the paper clothes. That's what we are doing every evening, searching behind the paper clothes, trying to find out what is hidden there. Suzan asked, what is the thing beneath paper clothes? Sai Doza said, when just a leather garment is put on the body, all things are of their freshness. Suzan said, what is the activity behind paper clothes? He has not understood the answer what Doza has said. The moment you move behind your body, which are nothing but paper clothes, what you find is pure suchness, tathata, thisness. It's tremendously beautiful space. But no entirety as an ego. It's space without boundaries. Full of joy, full of peace, full of benediction. But it is not a thing. You cannot hold it by your hand. It is not an object. It is your very subjectivity. It is your very innermost consciousness. Sai Doza came over near him, did as he was asked. He was asked by Sozan, what is the activity beneath paper clothes? He stood before Sozan and died standing up. Left the body, it remained simply a hollow bamboo without any music. Sozan said, you have expounded the Goi. Certainly, these people were strange people. Worthy of respect and dignity of all the centuries. Doza has died to show that what is hidden inside. He left the body, but Sozan is not a lesser master than Doza. Sozan said, you have expounded. Look, a dead body is standing before you. And he is asking, you have expounded the going, the death. But how about the coming, the birth? Perhaps never such a conversation has ever happened. A dead man is standing before you. And you are asking a question. And this happens every day here. When you all go into death, I go on talking to dead people that die more deeply, because you only die just a little. Keep to the surface very close. If nothing goes wrong, you can immediately come out. Just you need rupees, drum, and you are there. Die deeply, that even if rupees, drums on your head, it will take a little time for you to come back. Sozan said, you have expounded the going, but about, what about coming? Sai Doza suddenly opened his eyes and asked, how about when a spiritual nature goes, when a spiritual nature does not borrow a placenta? these people are the very salt of the earth. Dosa opened his eyes, came back into the body and said, how about when a spiritual nature does not borrow a placenta? When a spiritual being does not enter into another womb and borrows a placenta, so Zan says, this is not yet wonderful. Saidoza asks, what is wonderful then? So Zan says, not borrowing. Negation. One borrows the placenta. Placenta is the tie between the mother and the child, which the doctor cuts at the birth of the child. When one does not borrow a placenta, even the idea of not borrowing a placenta is enough to keep you away from the formless. You have to stop even not borrowing. Borrowing you have stopped, now stop not borrowing. You simply forget all about the negative and the positive both. Don't look back and disappear into the ocean. Sai Doza thereupon said, be happy, be well, and die sitting. Death seems to be a gain to these people. It is a gain. So is life. Don't take anything seriously. Life or death, all are just games. You are beyond both. You can participate into any side of the football player, but you are beyond the sight. For a moment you can play the game. So Zan, on the death of Dosa, made a verse. Such beautiful people. Somebody is dying and you are making a verse. The enlightened mind is a perfect and formless body. Do not believe unreasonably that it is far off or near. Thoughts of difference becloud the original form. A mind at variance with itself cannot be in harmony with the way. When emotion distinguishes phenomenon, we fall into materiality. When intellect judges the manifold, we lose the reality. If you understand perfectly the meaning of these words, you are without doubt beyond danger like those of ancient times. This is my whole effort to introduce you to the same experience of the ancient Buddhas, because it does not belong to time. It is a question of diving deep into yourself. The Buddha is hiding in the paper bag. The paper bag may be of any shape. It may be male, it may be female, it may be young, it may be old, it may be black, it may be white. It does not mean anything to the inner consciousness. All distinctions are meaningless. Your innermost being has always been perfect, just you have completely forgotten to go into yourself. You go on and on, round and round in the whole world, not knowing what you are searching. Somebody is searching power without knowing that power never satisfies anyone. Somebody is running after money, knowing perfectly well that there have been millions of people who had immense money. It does not help understanding. These are all unconscious ways of searching something that you have already got within you. But the tendency of the mind is to look away, never to look to the obvious. Meditation is to enter into the obvious. It is not even near, it is you. That's why Kozan says it is neither far nor near. How can you be far or near? You are just here. And you have been here always. Worlds have moved, but you have gone nowhere. You cannot. Wherever you go, you are there. Meditation is simply a way to find the timeless, the eternal, your ultimate being. Without its misery is your fate. Without it, suffering is your loss. Without it, you may have all the wealth of the world or all the power that any position can give to you. You will remain poor. There is only one thing that can make you an emperor, and that is your own being. Just find it. And it is hiding behind a paper bag. It is not a great work. It is very simple. Just a little courage, a little risk of losing the paper bag. At the most, what can happen? When rupees gives the drum beat to come back again, at the most you may not come. I don't think that there is much trouble. We will still celebrate. So go deeply without any fear. Before that, you die happily. Cue laughter, because no one never knows, you may come back, you may not. Just for the journey, go laughing and dancing if you are really going. Young doctor, dead bird, goes out with Dr. Bowles, a general practitioner, to observe him on time visit. I will conduct the first two, says Bowles. Watch closely, then you give it a try. At the first house, they are met by a distressed man. My wife is having terrible stomach cramps, he says. Dr. Bowles does a brief examination, then gets on his hands and knees and looks under the bed. Madam, says Bowles, you must cut out your ridiculous intake of sweets and chocolate and you will be well in a day. Dead bird peeps under the bed and sees candy wrappers littering the floor. On the next call, they met by a distraught Betty Goldberg. It is Jaime, doctor, she cried. He was very forgetful all day yesterday, and today he has been falling over a lot. When I put him to bed, he passed out. Examining Jaime, Bowles gets down on the floor and looks under the bed. It is a very simple problem. Bowles says to Jaime, you are drinking too much. Young doctor, dead bird, sneaks a look under the bed and sees 7 empty gin bottles. At the third house, it is dead bird's turn. He rings the doorbell, and there is a long delay before a flushed young woman answers. Your husband asked us to call, says dead bird. He said you were not yourself this morning and asked us to give you an examination. So they go upstairs and the woman lies down. Dead bird examines her and then he looks under the bed. Okay, he concludes, I prescribe you a dairy-free diet and you will be fine. as they are leaving, Bose is puzzled and asks, how did you reach that conclusion about the daily pre-dive? Well, says Dagobert, I followed your example and looked under the bed where I found a milkman. Slobovia meets Kowalski at the Pope and Hooker pub for a few midnight beers. How is your wife cooking? Asked Kowalski. I came home tonight, says Slobovia, and my wife was crying and weeping because the dog had eaten a pie she made for me. Don't cry, I told her. I will buy you another dog. Mr. Slopman, says Dr. Bones, even though you are very sick man, I think I will be able to pull you through. Doctor, cries Cloakman, if you do that, when I get well, I will donate $5,000 for your new hospital. Months later, Bones meets Cloakman in the street. How do you feel? He asked. Wonderful, doctor, just fine, says Cloakman. Never felt before. Never felt better before. I had been meaning to speak to you, says Bones. What about the money for the new hospital? What are you talking about? Says Cloakman. You said, replied Bones, that if you got well, you would donate $5,000 for the new hospital. I said that. Asked Cloakman, that just shows how sick I was. Give the first drum and everybody goes crazy. everybody goes into deep silence, no movement, becomes frozen just like its stone statue. Close your eyes. Enter in. Search behind the paper bag. Deeper, deeper, deeper. Without fear, this is your own territory. It belongs to no one except you. In fact, this is the only space that belongs to you. It is your eternity. To take you deeper, rupees give a beat and everybody dies. Dies completely. Don't be bothered about the paper bag. This is the most beautiful graveyard. So many consciousnesses reaching home. Touching their own depth, this is what I have called the quantum leap from mind to no mind. Rejoice in this silence. Let it penetrate to the very center of your being. This is the greatest wonder in the world, the most mysterious phenomenon. Rupees bring the dead back to life. This is resurrection. Come back. With a new insight and a new clarity, a new silence and a new sound, a new dance in your being, a new fresh breeze. If this can become your every moment experience, underlying your whole life activity, you have become a Buddha. To be a Buddha is not a goal. To be a Buddha is an art of being alert, aware, peaceful, loving. Don't miss this moment. Because nobody knows about the next. Okay, Manisha?
Yes, of course.
Can we celebrate because so many people are resurrected?
Yes.